Famous and Lovers, our girl Alexis is spiraling. The stalker is revealed, and our guy Raina is back in Hollywood and also back in AA. Stay tuned.
You're tuning into the destination for TV superfan discussion, AfterBuzz TV. And now, let the buzz begin.
You the type of person eat your salad for your soup.
Hey.
You the type of person that want no crib but want a coop.
Hey.
I don't know. I just saw that it had the word Hennessy in it. Shout out to Drew. And we like Hennessy.
That's what this episode was about. Get your drink gone.
Hey. Hey, guys. Welcome to Famous and Love. Guess who is stalking? This was a very intense episode. Oh, my goodness. Hey, guys, I'm your girl, Nakia Monet. But before we get into anything, let my beautiful co-hosts introduce themselves.
I told y'all. I told y'all last week. But you already know, it's your girl, Drew Jones.
And I'm Justine.
I'm Kristen, and I'm so excited for Drew's prediction.
Yes! The great thing is when people predict things and they come true, Drew was on it. But before we get into it, just so you guys know, we have news and gossip. We have our favorite segment, Famous and Love Couples. We do have a fan shout-out, and we have the amazing predictions. First of all, before we start, overall thoughts. Drew?
It just feels you told so us. Good to be right.
So good.
You know, like I imagine You're this is how right. people who watch football feel when their team wins the Super Bowl. I feel right that I correctly identified a stalker.
Yeah, this was insane. I mean, all of them are crazy, but this one got, like, kind of violent.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah, it did, like, wow, it was just seeing some Icon Tina type stuff going on. And then we saw some J-Lo's movie Enough going on. So it was like, it was a lot of violence that we
Freeform has gotten grown and yeah. they have stepped it up. Before we get to Drew's amazing prediction, let's start from the beginning kind of. So, you know, last week we left off with the beautiful Paige kind of going upstairs with Eddie. And a lot of us were like, oh, is it Eddie? Is it Shane? What's happening? Mm-hmm. Is he the stalker? So this week, Paige wakes up in the bed of Eddie, which means they got it in.
Yeah.
How are you guys feeling when you first seen that? Were you like, yay, Paige?
I was happy. That sounds like really messed up. But because I think it's because I hate Jake so much that I'm like, all right, get it, girl. That sounds horrible, and I do not promote cheating, so.
I love that.
I know that's, yeah, that sounds like.
I was kind of like, oh, shoot, she did do it. I thought she was going to stop it before it happened, but she went all the way.
Woo. Drew, how you feeling? How you feeling?
Like Justine said, like, I don't condone cheating, but I wasn't mad at it. But it also was one of those things, like, seeing them wake up in bed together, I was like, he's not that cute.
Right.
It was in the morning.
It was almost like the Coyote Ugly, like, you want to chew off your arm rather than wake them up.
Yeah. It's one of those things when the lights come on and now you're sober.
I was like, yeah.
You're like, and I think Paige started to feel the same way because Eddie started to get a little aggressive, yeah. which kind of had us at first like, wait, except for Drew. Drew already knew who the stalker was. But it had me like, all right, is he the stalker? Because he started coming off a little crazy, and then her and Cass did some amazing detective work, and they found out that he had some restraining orders against him. He was lying on Facebook. He was in L.A. for 3 weeks. He was pretty much being crazy, and he does not have a hockey career anymore, so he lied about that.
Well, I was just going to say, did you know when they're like, oh, they think Eddie is the stalker, inside were you like, no, he's still not?
Yeah,
were you like, oh, okay.
I felt like the writers were setting it up to be like, look at this hand, and then they're going to punch you with the other one.
So you knew you were right. So.
Yeah, I felt okay. very confident about it.
You didn't dump
But like, oh I God. Wish they would have stretched this particular storyline out just a little bit more, because yeah. I felt like Eddie and all the potential like weird stuff he was doing was a little like fast.
Yeah.
And they're
yeah.
just like, by the way, it's Shane.
You're absolutely right. Because I think if they stretched it, it would have got the viewers a little like confused, because you're like, is it Eddie? Is it Shane?
Yeah.
Because I was starting to feel the way, but it was way too fast that they threw it in there. And then you're like, oh, it's Shane. There he is. He yeah. got up from the bar. Now he's stalking her.
I'll take my victory anyway, though.
Give it up for Andrew. Yay.
You guys, I've never read about anything, so I'm just really excited.
Well, I don't even remember who I thought it was. Who did you guys think it was?
I thought it was either between the parking guy, but then I knew it was a little bit too yeah. predictable. And then I was like, wait, maybe it is Eddie, because I thought it was random that her ex from high school just yeah. randomly popped up at the hotel that she randomly was
yeah.
at. So I was like, maybe it's him. So when the show started and he started to get a little aggressive and they found all these crazy things about him,
yeah.
I'm like, this is intense.
Suspicious. Yeah, they got me. Some love, you got me. I didn't know at all.
Speaking of someone who got us, Drew, tell us who may got us.
If you that guys want to have fun, learn, and grow in all areas of your life, we've got the podcast for you. Conversations with Maria Menounos Podcast Edition drops every Friday on iTunes. Conversations with Maria Menounos features celebrity and influencer interviews, as well as secrets and tips on how to be better in all aspects of life. From health and wellness to career, relationships, finances, and more, let our Maria be the big sister that you've always wanted. Just head over to iTunes and subscribe to Conversations with Maria Menounos for free. Guys, there's nothing better than getting some free knowledge. Mm-hmm. When you're over there, be sure to rate and comment. And when you do, let them know that it was us, the Famous and Love panel, that sent you guys over there. Remember, Conversations with Maria Menounos Podcast Edition. Check it out. It drops this Friday.
It's amazing. It's really good. She's the queen bee.
She is.
She has very insightful conversations and really cool. Some of us, not us, but some of the AfterBuzz peeps have been on her show. And I think one person who can benefit from Maria Menounos' conversation is Alexis, a.k.a. Winona Ryder. She is spiraling, so we catch Alexis just going down a very bad drain. She is shoplifting. She is drinking. She's back on drugs. Though Alexis has done, a lot of bad things, were you guys feeling a little sad for Alexis?
No.
I don't know. I just didn't. I just don't really care about her character, even though I know she's, like, kind of one of them. I don't know. There's, nothing about her that I care about watching. Like, when she wasn't in the last episode, I don't know if it was the last two or the last one, I didn't miss her. I just was... I didn't care.
Ditto. I would say the same because I'm the type of person that cut people out of my life easily. So, like, if somebody mess up... It takes one time to mess over me. I'm, gone. So, Alexa's already out of my brain. I'm already done with her, you know?
She's done.
I think it's... I don't feel sorry for her, and I feel sorry for the people that she affects, and that, I feel sorry for Tanji and how Tanji feels about the situation, and I feel sorry for Sloane a little bit. She's kind of sketchy still.
Yeah.
But, they haven't given us enough redeeming qualities for Alexis for you to, want to root for her right now. It's just kind of she's a train wreck, and she has funny moments, but it's, there's nothing, there's no substance there to make you, want her to win.
Yeah, exactly. I totally agree with you guys. It's one of those things where... You kind of feel bad, but then you're like, well, why would I feel bad for this girl? Because every time she has a chance to do something good, she always does something bad. But we've seen her girl Tanji and even Sloane. Sloane reached out to Tanji to let her know, Alexis is spiraling. She needs your help. And you see Tanji start to feel a little bad, but she really couldn't get the chance because Ike Turner, a.k.a. Pablo Money, was definitely trying to block that relationship.
I don't like that.
So from the beginning when we introduced Pablo Money, we're like, he's sexy, he's fine.
Yeah.
But Pablo's starting to show some true colors.
Controlling.
Yeah.
Seems like
were we getting Ike Turner vibes from Pablo?
Hardcore. Even down to Tanji's hair and makeup. I was like, why'd y'all give her purple and blue eyeshadow?
Very Tina Turner.
I was like, this is just a lot for me to handle. But I want to say I found little Romeo to be fine. And I was like, who is this Pablo? I only know little Romeo.
Yeah.
I don't know. Pablo Money, I think, is the reason I don't like dating because I can't deal with that. That's too much.
That's definitely something to run away from. Like once I first saw that, why is Jordan here? I'm like, ooh, I don't like that tone. It's time to go.
I was gonna say, have you guys ever been in a situation like that when you're with someone new and your ex may still be around? You may be good friends with them, and your new boo may feel some type of way, or the guy's usually like, oh, that's cool. I don't mind.
No, they care,
right?
Yeah,
yeah. I had an ex.
That's I don't know, my experience.
I had a high school boyfriend.
Same.
I had a high school boyfriend who was gay, and the boy I was dating at the time still felt some type of way. And I was like,
yeah.
He likes boys.
He was gonna like you a lot more than he's gonna like me.
That happens. That happens now. And I don't like to make it public or anything, but it's a very, I don't know.
Happens.
I don't think that would fly too well.
Yeah.
I'm just a very naturally friendly person, and I feel like some people take it in the wrong way. And, my boyfriend knows that, so I think he's a little, sometimes not sure, but he's I mean everything nice. Yeah, I don't mean it in, a weird way, but.
Ooh, case of the exes. I don't know.
I mean, I feel
my exes live across the country. So.
I feel like when you see those qualities, we as women need to cut them off early so we don't have to go deeper into that relationship. Because if that happens to me, when I'm dating someone and I see someone act like Pablo, it's it.
That's intense.
He's intense. Yeah.
Yeah, he's too much.
He's showing me very jealous.
Yeah.
I still don't understand why he's so against Alexis and Tanji being friends? Like, why is he so hating it?
I think he's the beginning of being controlling. And usually when people are controlling and mentally and emotionally abusive, they try to keep... I'm not saying that Alexis is good for her at all, but they usually try to keep whatever away from you so you're just there. Sorry. I don't know if that's the case. And I also feel like, you know, he picked up the energy from Tanji when she was venting about Alexis.
Yeah.
And Tanji is now going to be his new money pot, pretty much. Mm-hmm. They're making new music together. He's pretty much trying to dress her. He's trying to do her whole career.
Yeah.
So I think he's like, you're my cash cow and nothing can hurt
you. And he said it because he said, I'm cutting off Alexis. I'm cutting off Jordan. We're focusing on you and me. He said that.
That is crazy.
So do you think that he, like, what do you guys think? Do you think that he's doing it because he genuinely cares about her and doesn't want her to go down a bad path with Alexis and all that stuff? Or do you think he's just controlling it, just wants
I think
the
he
money?
Sees the money signs and he's seeing like her her being upset has made her best music, because let's be real, the country thing did not work. We don't really know too much about her career prior to like her music career prior to that, but she's never been this on top of it. And it was stemmed from her getting hurt and being upset. Yeah. And so she keeps keeping that energy of like anger or whatever. I think he thinks like he's going to be able to like continue to like pull out all of this music.
I'm interested to see where they're going to go, because he's cute and he's cute without the shirt under his sweater, but he's giving me controlling vibes. And now that we're seeing that she's back on good terms with Jordan and
Jordan's
now they're getting
cuter.
Extra friendly, I feel so like cute. We can say this for predictions, but I feel like there might be a Jordan Pablo money square up. And where's our girl Marisol? You know what I'm saying? Like,
yeah, what's she doing?
Ooh, Marisol's hiding. speaking about other couples, Adam the PA. So our guy Adam the PA, which we love.
He's the AD now.
He is now moving on up to the east side with the AD position in Iceland. Adam tells his boo Cassie, who he, I mean, they both love each other. They've been together for a while, but he got a brand new position. He's going from PA to AD, assistant director, for those who do not know what that is. But he's going to Iceland, and it's for 8 months. Are we picking a boo or are we picking career? Ladies, what is it?
First off, when we were watching this, I was like, unless this is like a Marvel movie,
yeah.
Movies don't last that long. Fun fact. But career is important, you know? Like, they're young. That's the whole reason you move out here. You know, you can find a boo in any state, but to have a career in this industry, you really have to be in the heart of it, and that's what he's doing. And I love that they have such a... Obviously, she was upset, rightfully so. It does suck, but I love that there was that communication there, and there's no, like... There's just a very genuine, authentic relationship, and I love them.
So I'd say both.
Yeah.
Oh, you do,
no,
you
can,
I was gonna say both, but like, trying to explain this the right way. So obviously, like, don't give up on either or if you really care about that person or your career. But you do have to realize that sometimes. Some people aren't good, some people are. They come and go. And if career is something, you have to think, am I going to be happy sitting here with this person? And even if you love them, not going for what I want? Because I've never let that stop me. If a guy ever tried to stop me, I'd be like, no, I'm going.
Yeah.
Like, ever. That's how I moved across here. Like, no. I just think you should go for what you want. Don't let a guy stop you or a girl stop you.
And I think the right person who loves and support you would also be like, you know what? I wouldn't even want to come between that. I'm going to let you do your thing. I'm sorry, because I didn't mean to cut you off.
No, yeah, I was just going to say, I definitely choose career because, I mean, that's you. That's who you are. You should not make somebody else be a part of, I guess, they say your better half. I don't think there is such thing as a better half. I think there's somebody that comes in... How do you say? And adds to your greatness.
Yeah,
you know what I'm saying? Yep. But not necessarily better half. So I think if they can't add to it, then it's pointless.
I totally agree. And I feel like when you're that couple, kind of like how Adam and Cass are, they're really communicative. They communicate with each other. It's a way you can work it out. And I'm so happy that he got her the plane ticket. And he's like, you can come visit me anytime.
Or you can come stay.
I'm like, no, babe. No. Like, it was so beautiful and heartbreaking.
I've seen so many people. And I mean, obviously it happens to girls and guys, but especially girls, I've seen them stay. I mean, even like personally, I've seen them stay with their guy and they end up breaking up, even if it's, I've lost friends because they choose their guys. This is not anything to do with the industry, but they choose them and then what, they break up after a couple years, even sometimes like 5 or 6, and then you look back and you say, you didn't even stay with them and you didn't go for what you want. So I always say career, and that right person will support you. And if they're not, then you know that it's like, bye.
Exactly. Like our girl LC, when she was asked to go to Paris, and she decided to stay, and she didn't go for her dreams. I always tell people, go for your dreams, and the right person will either be with you and they support you. never let anybody hold you back.
Amen.
Hashtag facts. speaking about never holding you back, we want to just give a special shout out to everyone who listens to us on the podcast and who can't visually see us on YouTube. If you guys are listening to us, we really do appreciate it. If you give us 5 stars, we are very humble. Trust us. But if you can give us the 5 stars, it just lets us know how you feel and how you think we're doing and how you love Famous in Love. Leave us some comments. Chat with us. Let us know about the episode. Let us know how you feel about the characters. Are you Team Jake? Are you Team Rainer? Let us know and give us 5 stars. We love you. Speaking about love, it's been a quite of a love fest with Rainer and Jordan. It's like the bros are back together. What I love about Jordan. So Jordan has an account. What was it? The food account
that Postmates.
You have? Postmates. He has a Postmates account. Check it up on his BFF. And he noticed that Rainer has ordered vodka. Mm. And we looked at that bottle and we said that was a pretty big bottle of vodka.
Drink like all of it.
I was like, how? I was like, can I have a relationship like Jordan and Rainer? Can you come to my rescue? Right. So our guy Jordan comes, he throws him in the tub and he puts him in AA. Did you guys think when you seen that, do you think that Rainer was going to be like, all right, we're cool? Or did you think Rainer was still going to have some pushback?
I felt like they were going to be cool. I think it speaks a lot to their friendship that despite everything, Jordan was able to come to his rescue. And, like, there was no sense of judgment there. It was, like, genuinely just, like, I care about you and you're in a bad spot. And let me help you. And I think Rainer peeped that, too. And that's why there wasn't a pushback there. So I'm happy.
Mm-hmm. We love this relationship. What do you ladies think?
I never thought about it. Like, honestly, like, when I was watching it, none of that came to my head. And then it happened. I was like, oh, cool, they're friends. But just being honest. I don't know.
It's fine.
I didn't think about it.
It's totally fine.
No, yeah, I knew it happened right when he shoved him in the tub. He was going to get over it. Got like, you. Oh, you almost died. And you saved. You came to my rescue. I need to be there for you the same.
Well, someone who hasn't been thinking about it, our girl Harper. So she's being super messy, lying, talking about she's in New York. But what you do in the dark comes to the light. Because Rainer finds her coat at an AA meeting in Malibu, and he confronts homegirl Harper. And she hits him with the, we can be the next Brangelina.
He's so good at, like, calling people out very subtly and very just like, you know, I saw you did this and I didn't know you had a twin and look, she looks just like you. And she's just like,
serial killer like, face.
Yeah.
Like you said.
Like he doesn't yell. Well, he doesn't seem to be like a super crazy yeller. I mean, even if he has, he just seems like he's kind of like, he just very calmly looks at you and just tells you that he knows that something's up.
I'm going to murder you.
That's what look he's giving.
But question to you guys, do you think it's a good idea because now he's reading the script that she pretty much stole from Nina, who stole it from Steve. So, yeah, everyone's stealing. Mm-hmm. We see him reading the script. So, do you guys think it's a good idea for him to hop back into Hollywood?
No.
Do you think Harper has his best?
No. It's obvious.
I think not with her. I think I definitely think he likes acting and I think he cares. He's into the craft, which when she said that, my eyes rolled all the way to the back of my head. But I think he really enjoys acting. I just think it's been tainted for him. Yeah. And so he has to find a project on his own that he wants to be a part of.
Yeah, like, why can't he just take a break? First of all, she said Brangelina, and he was like, first of all, they're divorced. Like, no, you're not coming to this with the right mindset, first of all. But I think she's like his mom in a girlfriend form. She's like mom number two. Like, they always say you date your dad or you date your mom, and that's exactly what he's doing. He's dating his
and
mom.
I don't think she's thinking about him. Nina's not thinking about him either. They're thinking about themselves. She's a washed up child star who's saying, well, how can I get back into the business? I can use my really popular famous boyfriend. And that's it's gonna hurt him. And I pray that hopefully I don't know if these people are real. I pray that hopefully him and Jordan can stick together and he can see the light when he's in AA.
She's just annoying. You could tell she's using him. Like, it's just so obvious and she just does a horrible job at it and she's so unlikable.
Yeah.
I don't know. I just don't find anything about her that I like. I don't know about you.
Man, speaking about unlikable, the stalker is here and we find out it is Drew. Tell us who it is.
Mother flipping Bart.
I thought you were just about to curse.
Shane is the bartender. Drew knew it. She called it. She predicted it. Which I loved about Famous in Love because they gave us a few options, but Drew, she had it. Tell us why you thought it was Shane.
Okay, because only when the stalker thing began, because normally on, like, I don't know about real life stalkers, I don't have one. But, like in movies and TV, the stalker is always someone that is least expected, but it's someone who is freshly entered their life and shows little signs of, like, possession of them. And so, like, when, especially last week when Shane was giving her stuff at the bar, and then Eddie came up, and, like, Eddie was eating her food, and Eddie was doing it. He kind of got, like, possessive.
Yeah, you called that out.
And I was like, that's really weird. And I thought it was, they wouldn't give him that, like, line or anything had there not been a reason for him to have it. Mm-hmm. And so I was like, that was them dropping a hint that that's the stalker.
Pay attention to your surroundings, people, because Drew got it covered.
Yes, yes.
So Shane being the stalker, Shane, you know, I know I thought it was Eddie because Eddie was being super weird. They're finding all these things out, but it comes out to be Shane. Shane pops up in the apartment, and of course, we're like, where's Jake being useless on his way? But Paige turned into J-Lo from Enough, like Kristen said. She got some kung fu lessons in, and she defended herself. And I was like, wow, Freeform is going there. How are you guys feeling? Were you nervous for Paige? Like, did you think she was going to kill him? Do you think that he was going to hurt her?
I mean, I knew she was going to be fine because she's the star of the show. So, like, they're not going to... I mean, they could hurt her, but, like, she's not going to... But she's not going to, like, die. Him... I really didn't know. I didn't know if he was going to die, but I was very surprised that he could stand and, like, walk. I remember I was like, how is he walking? He just fell off a balcony onto glass. So, yeah, it was really... I didn't expect that scene.
I literally screamed, wait, did she kill him? Like, yeah. Like, wait, that would have been...
I was kind of hoping... I think the reason I wanted it to be Eddie, because I wanted him to confront her and I wanted her to kill Eddie, so that way her secret of her cheating... on Jake would never come out.
You fought really into
I took it to the next level.
Maybe this is really messed up, but I feel like, you know how he brings up the thing about Eddie?
Yeah.
I feel like somehow maybe Jake didn't... I don't know, maybe Jake heard it. Ooh. Like, maybe Jake was already there because he was on... I don't know how far away he was, but I feel like it shouldn't have taken him that freaking long to get there. Or I feel like maybe somehow there's going to be... something where, like, that sound bite comes up. And
yeah, she does have tapes. She has a camera.
Yeah, and he finds out before, like, she gets a chance to tell him. But, I don't know, it's just weird. And it has me even more freaked out because, like, they had, like, all those love scenes together, and I always wonder, like, how the actors not get attached to each other when they stuff. But he sure did.
It just bothered me how Jake... when he was sitting and with... Why am I blanking
Cassie.
Out today? Yes. My mind. Yeah, when they were sitting together, it really, like, pissed me off that she's like, oh, have you talked to her? And he's like, no. And I'm like, what do you mean? Like, especially... like,
you just landed, bro.
But not even that. You should be like, hey, I'm at the airport. Like, you kind of keep them up to date. Like, I'm on my way home. Yeah. Like, I'm not still here. Oh, I just landed. And then, oh, she's in danger. He's like, gotta go. Gotta call her.
Because his mind's unoccupied. I mean, Billy's touching him on the shoulder. They're looking at each other. You know what I'm saying? Jake is a little occupied. He's not thinking about Paige.
A lot
in the
of
right
boys
way.
Have touched me on the shoulder, and we are not a thing.
For those who can't see, I'm touching Drew on the shoulder.
They make it such a big deal.
Yeah. That was intense. I mean, I'm happy that he got caught, but we see that he's still alive. So I don't know how the writers are going to do this. Like, because, you know, he knows the secret that she went upstairs with Eddie. So who knows? Can he be stalking from jail? And we see this a lot with celebrities. Like, Rihanna just had a stalker break into her home.
She did?
Yeah. Yes, girl. And the assistant found him in the bed and said that he wanted to have sex with Rihanna. People were breaking into Paris Hilton's home. Like, these people have, I mean, not even celebrities, us normal folks have stalkers too. So it's very dangerous out there. So,
well, it's crazy, especially because, I mean, you think about Paige being a celebrity and you think about actual real celebrities, you wonder how does it not happen more? That sounds sad, but because, like, they have millions and millions and millions of fans and she's, like, not even supposedly, like, really famous yet. It's like, how?
I mean, even read the comments on some of these people's pages. Like, a lot of fans are really intense.
Like, how do they find
so them? The fact that some guy was able to break into Rihanna's house and lay up in her bed. Well, you know what I'm saying?
Wait, was, like, she in it or not?
She wasn't there. Her assistant walked in and found him in the bed.
Oh, my God.
Because he was hoping to have sex with
her. Rihanna would mollywop that.
Rihanna would
F
him up.
But, like, what makes these people think, like, Rihanna's going to be like... You're an unwanted stranger. Let's go.
There's a lot of celebrities have to go to courts for their stalkers. Like
Kendall Jenner, I think.
Recently, Chris Brown had a few stalkers. Yeah. People still love Chris. So
it only takes, like, a glance or whatever. Like, they
touch
can completely. Yeah, they can completely create their whole own.
Surprises happen more.
This is crazy, but unsafe. If you guys had to stalk a celebrity, who would it be?
If I had to stalk,
yeah. If you wanted to stalk a celebrity, I'm saying you're crazy, but.
Just assume we're crazy.
Just we're assuming.
Just requires a lot of work, and I like,
yeah, like that's a lot of work.
I'm just
you're
thinking
right.
Me in this current state, and I am exhausted. And I'm just like, who would I be willing to? You know what? I've been getting back into because Avengers came out, and so I've been rewatching all the Marvel movies. And Captain America, I don't
listen.
I don't want to stalk him, but if we ran into each other somewhere,
he can get it.
You'd follow him.
There's some stalking.
You'd like follow him wherever he goes.
Ditto. I agree.
Yeah.
So that could be like a little stalk.
That's a little stalk. If you guys had to fake stalk someone, who would you be stalking?
It would be Chris Evans.
Chris Evans, Justine.
I don't know.
Kristen. I mean, my celebrity crush is Michael B. Jordan.
Okay, ooh, let's say same. Celebrity crush. We'll make it more safe because I don't want the celebrities to
think they're going to stalk them. I feel like weird.
My celebrity crush is always Bradley Cooper. So,
but I
really wouldn't want to stalk him.
Okay, yeah. Let's take stalk because I don't want Michael B. Jordan and Bradley Cooper or Chris Evans to think that us at AfterBuzz TV will stalk you. Please note, we are not stalking anyone. Celebrity crushes.
Yeah.
We got Chris Evans.
Well, always Will Smith, but right now
Will Chris Smith, Evans. Chris Evans, Bradley Cooper,
Bradley Cooper and Zac Efron. I'm sorry, I know Zac Efron. He used to be really like, no, he's not Little High School Musical anymore. He's like really, really attractive.
Yeah, that's greatest all I see. Yes. I see High School Musical.
He's the greatest showman. He was amazing. So I get it.
No, he's really
amazing. He's a cutie pie. If I had to celebrity crush someone, air quote, not stalk, it would be Nas. That's one person. I have a few, but I think I'm just going to go with Nas for now.
Okay.
Yes. Thank you, Steven, our engineer. Actually, no, we were talking about stalking. Stalking's part of the episode. There was a stalker, but all right. So we're happy that the stalker's out. Paige was in trouble, but now her boyfriend is to the rescue. We could go into prediction because there's a lot of things.
He was not to the rescue. He showed up after the police were there. He said, y'all got this, bet.
I still don't think they're going to last. Okay, I know this kind of predictions, but I think at the end, she was just vulnerable, and I think anyone that came into that room, she would do that for, because at first I was like, no, like, why are you so happy to see him, even though that's her boyfriend? I was like, no, I was just not happy, but I was like, okay, anybody that walked in, she'd probably be like that, and then he acted like, oh, no, I can't.
We have a lot to discuss in prediction, but before we get to predictions, that was a really cool episode. Well, it was kind of intense and crazy. Hopefully, I don't know how many episodes we have left of Famous in Love, but hopefully the season, I see where they're going with the season finale, so we have a lot to discuss. Before we get into that, we do have some really great news and gossip.
TV news.
Kristen, what's up?
Yes, so the news for all our Keith Powers fans, he is having a party in LA on May 19th. Hey. He's having a party on May 19th. 18 plus for all his young fans. You guys come out and enjoy. Go to his profile. Click the link. RSVP. Go see. Check out y'all's boo. And we're talking about boos. Romeo is very similar to Keith. If you like Keith, you'll love Romeo. He's also very cute. So Romeo is doing so many different projects. He's doing an MTV X on the Beach. Ooh. He's hosting that. He just got onto a reality show called Growing Up Hip Hop, talking about his life. So, yeah, he's doing a whole bunch of projects off of Famous in Love. So, he's skyrocketing. Y'all gonna love him just like Keith Powers. And also, talking about somebody who just got kissed at the end of the episode, Charlie. He just talked about on Instagram that his first kiss was on set, actually. His very first kiss.
Really?
He lost his kiss virginity on set. You can go to his Instagram profile and check it out. Galore magazine wrote all about it. So if you are crushing on him, check out his first kiss.
That's awesome.
I know.
And speaking of, if you guys are Keith Power fans, I just happened to be on the internet today, and the beautiful Ryan Destiny, Keith Power's girlfriend, she did an amazing interview on The Breakfast Club, and she does talk about Keith.
Okay.
She talks about his amazing fans, so make sure you guys check that out.
Two of my favorite shows, Famous in Love and Star, and then them two.
Ooh, look at that. It's like we're like the baby. The Famous in Love after show. Justine, speaking of the fans and people that we love, you have a fan shout out.
We got two fan shout outs today. So we got one for Jasmine Caldwell and Sam. I really hope I'm saying this right. Sam Piboon. P-I-B-O-O-N.
We love it.
So I'm assuming that's what it is. So I'm sorry because I know how annoying it is when people mispronounce your name. So I hope that those are right.
Yeah.
But thank you for being a fan, and we love you, and always like, subscribe, comment, all the good stuff.
Thank you, guys. We love the fans. All right, guys, it's time for the amazing game of Famous in Love Couples TV edition.
I love this game.
So we're going to do it different a little bit. So when I do give the clue out, we're going to go around and you guys are going to tell me your answers.
Okay.
Are we ready?
Yes.
The thing about this, though, the answers are usually in the clues. Okay? She, a chef in New York City with an annoying case of OCD, He, our sarcastic comedian who kept the gang laughing. They really were good friends before they both started dating. Is it Kristen? Who do you think it is?
Is the friend Monica? Is it from the Friends?
I don't know.
Okay, Monica and I forgot the guy's name.
Oh, this isn't real life?
No, this is TV edition.
Oh, okay. I was thinking real life.
We're going to go around. Justine?
I know. Oh, yeah, that's right. We're going around. Okay, yes. So I know it's Monica and the other guy from Friends. I just
don't my
know
favorite.
His name.
Chandler.
Chandler.
Drew?
Yeah.
What's the answer?
Yeah, Monica and Chandler.
There you go, Monica and Chandler.
Okay, now I got it. I got it. All right,
this is
a
TV edition, Justine. Don't worry, we got you.
Okay.
Okay. He is a hard-hitting music executive who plays no games when it comes to family. She is a feisty boss, Beep, who is named after one of my favorite snacks. They have an empire to run with their three sons. What is this couple's name? Drew, we'll start with you.
Yeah, Lucius and Cookie Lyons.
Justine, do you think that is correct?
I have no idea. No, like, I really have no idea, so I'm interested. Okay. Is this
yeah,
right?
Kristen? That is correct. Good job, Drew.
All right. It is. From Empire. You watch Star? Do you watch Empire, Justine?
So I watched the first season so long ago, and then I didn't have cable, and then I lost touch, but I really want to start watching it again.
All right.
But I heard they're kind of like, not they're the connected. Same, okay. Yeah, yeah, so I want right to watch it.
One last couple. Hopefully you guys get this. Yeah. They, adorable middle school sweethearts, who, when they first met, it was not love at first sight. He, a young noble boy who was trying to get to know himself and the world around him. Her, a quirky young lady with a different name and a ton of hair. Kristen?
No. It's her turn, do you know?
Oh, let's start with Justine first.
No.
No?
No, I'm really not good at this. I'm really okay bad.
I know it's... Man, I always forget the guy's name. Topanga and...
Corey.
Yeah! Boy Meets World.
Yes.
Thank you guys for playing another edition of Famous in Love Couples TV edition. Woo-hoo! Next week, I'm going to step it up a little bit.
Well, I got all... I didn't know anything. I mean...
We got you, Justine. We got you.
It's like, pause, step it up.
We got you. How about this? Let's get into some predictions.
Right. And now, your After Buzz TV.
All right, Kristen, start us off. There's a lot.
Predictions. It is a lot. Okay. Obviously, Marisol is coming back. Oh, and can we announce something?
Yes, we
can. Oh, yeah.
Oh, yes. Marisol is coming to our studio. We're going to interview her next week, so you guys definitely tune in for her.
Yes.
So I know Marisol is coming back, obviously, and her and Keith. Man, it might be a love triangle because I know Tandy's trying to get in, so that's going to be interesting. Okay. Dang, the prediction's actually kind of hard this time because there's a lot going on.
Mm-hmm. Okay, so, there's a lot. There's a lot.
Paige is not going to tell Jake, but he is going to find out somehow. I'm just not a good prediction like Drew. And and what else? And I don't know. I guess that's all I have for right now.
Justine.
Yeah, I see the love connection. I see the love connection over there with Tanji and then the two guys. Yeah, I'm not good with predictions either. I'm always usually wrong.
Oh, you guys just like to be surprised when the show comes on.
Yeah, I think I just kind of, I mean, I feel like maybe you think about it super hard and then you end up getting it right. Because me, I just kind of like go with the flow and then see what happens. Yeah, so I don't think about it too much. I just like to be surprised. But yeah, I think that I'm still waiting. Even if it doesn't happen, I'm still just going to be hopeful that Paige and whatever his name is will break up. And I'm like still really hopeful about that. And yeah, I think that he's going to find out from someone else. I think she's going to be like, I'm going to tell him today. And then someone tells him. And... right now, that's all I can think of. I think right, of anything
that's
else.
That's cool. Drew. It's a lot. I know. It's a lot.
Now she's like afraid she has to be right, or we're like, okay, you're right.
What is it? I had something and then I completely lost it.
Okay. I think that Jake is going to sleep with Billy or they're going to kiss.
Mm-hmm.
And I think that. I don't know if the secret's going to come out just yet.
Oh.
You know what I'm saying? Like, I feel like he's going to either get it in with Billy, or I think once he finds out him and Billy are going to cross the line. I do think Tangine, Jordan, and Romeo, Pablo money is going to be a thing. And I think that we're going to see really the downfall of Alexis. And I think it's going to be a beef between Nina and Harper because they're both trying to get our guy Rain in this movie, and I don't think it's going to work out.
See, I forgot about Alexis already. Like I said.
I don't have any, like, too crazy predictions, but I just really want to keep an eye on Sloane. I can't figure out what her thing is, because this week she was, I felt like, fairly genuine
yeah.
about Alexis, but like the week before she's a little sketchy, and the preview looks like it's going to be a Sloane focused episode. So I'm hoping we just get to see what her actual motives are.
Sure. I think that Tanji's definitely gonna, if not hook up, definitely get back with Jordan.
Ooh.
And because I think that Pablo money. I was like, money, no Pablo, Pablo, boy. Money. Yeah, just, I think that he is going to be a little bit too overbearing. I still, like, think of him as Romeo, so it's hard to get that in my mind. I'm just like, it's a little Romeo.
It's a little Romeo. It's Pablo money. Oh, well, ladies, this has been a very intense episode of Famous in Love, but we love it. We're excited for the next episode. Before we bounce, let your fans and your stalkers know where they can find you on social media.
Not my stalker's child. you can find me on all the things at OK Drew J.
And you can follow me on Instagram at Let's Face It with Justine.
You can follow me on Instagram at The Chris Exclusive.
You guys can follow me on Instagram, all social media, Twitter, whatever. I have the same name all across the board. It is at Kiki Boom Boom. Yes.
I just love when you say it.
Thank you. And for AfterBuzz TV, you can follow us on all the social medias, on Twitter, Instagram, YouTube. Make sure you guys leave us a thumbs up. Make sure you guys subscribe. iTunes. Make sure you guys give us the 5 stars. We love you, and we will see you next week with our girl Marisol.
Bye.
From executive producers Maria Menounos, Kevin Undergaro, Phil Svitek, and the entire AfterBuzz TV staff, we would like to thank you for listening to the AfterBuzz TV network. To watch or listen to other after shows and post comments or questions, be sure to visit AfterBuzzTV.com. I'm Sir Richard Wentworth, and this has been a presentation of AfterBuzz TV.
Buzz you later.
The views expressed herein are those of the hosts only and do not necessarily reflect the views of AfterBuzz TV or its owners or principal.